Welcome back. Shorter break than anticipated, but we have our honored guests here now, all assembled. This is item number 5, our proposed land transaction for today, and this is a briefing, a public hearing, and a decision all rolled up into one. Dan Budd, would you like to introduce our guests here?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. Joining me here today is James Schroeder, Director of Conservation Activities with the Nature Conservancy for Eastern Washington, and Wayne Marion, representing the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and our Region 3 Director, Mike Livingston. On today's agenda, the Department is recommending the acquisition of two properties. The first property is an inholding in the Weenass Wildlife Area in Yakima County. The second property is located adjacent to the L.T. Murray Wildlife Area in Kittitas County. However, before we discuss the individual transactions, I'd like to review the Department's process for acquiring land for fish and wildlife conservation. When acquiring habitat for fish and wildlife, the Department is guided by species and habitat plans that identify conservation and restoration actions that will benefit fish and wildlife. Project scoping and need are identified in these plans. Projects then go through an evaluation and prioritization step, which includes the Lands 2020 process before the land transaction step begins. For the items the Department is recommending today, the scoping and need step and the evaluation and prioritization step have been completed, and we are now at the land transaction step. We have completed most of the stages within the land transaction step. We have completed the appraisal and appraisal review, negotiated and secured options, and are now at the stage of recommending approval by the Fish and Wildlife Commission. A critical stage in implementing our acquisitions is the appraisal of the property to be acquired. State law requires that real property be appraised before beginning negotiations. It also requires that the agency provide the seller a written statement informing the seller of the agency's determination of value. The source of the funding sets a standard for appraisal requirements. The Uniform Standards of Professional Appraisal Practice meet the requirements for state funds, while federal funds require what is commonly referred to as Yellow Book compliant appraisals. The Department contracts with independent fee appraisers to conduct the appraisals. We currently have 43 firms under contract, and we request fee quotes from firms experienced with a specific type of property. Appraisals are then reviewed for compliance by the Department's Chief Appraiser, Sean Kies, who is state certified and also holds the MAI designation from the Appraisal Institute. If federal funds are being used, review and approval by the federal agency is also required. When appraisals have passed review, a statement of just compensation is issued and negotiations with the landowner can begin. If landowner negotiations are successful, the department then brings the transaction forward and recommends approval by the Fish and Wildlife Commission. We are now at that stage with the transactions the department is recommending today. The first item is the 598-acre Pine Canyon property located in Yakima County, approximately 3.5 miles northwest of Natchez. This property has been evaluated and approved through the Department's Lands 2020 process. This is a partnership project with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. The purpose of the project is to secure habitat for elk, bighorn sheep, mule deer, and pine-dependent species, and to improve management opportunities on the Weenass Wildlife Area by eliminating an inholding. The property lies inside the elk fence on the north side of Plemmon Mountain. It is adjacent to a winter elk feeding closure and receives heavy elk use during the late fall to late spring. The property is a combination of forest land and rangeland. The property was historically owned by timber companies and selectively harvested. However, no harvesting has occurred for the past 15 years. Also, historically, the property was used for livestock grazing, but no grazing has occurred on the property for over 25 years. The property appears to have two water rights, one on a spring owned by the department, and the other is a surface water for stock watering. No use is currently planned for these water rights. The property will be managed as part of the Clemens Mountain unit of the Weenass Wildlife Area, with operation and maintenance cost estimated at $4,800 annually to address weed control and litter issues, and these are anticipated to be funded by the Bonneville Power Administration. Payment in lieu of property tax to Yakima County is estimated between $975 and $2,400. The purchase of the property will be funded by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Pittman-Robertson program. The second item today is the purchase of the 5,497-acre Manastash block in Kittitas County. This is a continuation of the Heart of the Cascades project, which is a partnership project with the Nature Conservancy and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. This project has been reviewed and approved through the department's Lands 2020 evaluation process. The Manastash block is located approximately 35 miles west of Yakima and adjacent to the L.T. Murray Wildlife Area. Located between two Northwest Forest Plan owl reserves, the property provides critical foraging, nesting, and connectivity for the northern spotted owl. Historically, the property has been managed as commercial forest. There is a substantial volume of timber with a diversity of age classes. There are no water rights. Protecting the headwaters of Tanum and Manastash Creeks, support recovery of bull trout. Also, steelhead rainbow trout and cutthroat trout rear on this site. The property provides an important corridor for elk and mule deer to move between winter and summer range. This slide depicts the movement of radio-collared elk across the property. Elk also calve on this property. The property will be managed as a unit of the L.T. Murray Wildlife Area. It is anticipated that the management, in conjunction with the Tapash Sustainable Forest Collaborative, will reduce the otherwise estimated $44,000 annual operating costs. The purchase of the initial 3,512 acres will be funded by grants from the Washington Wildlife and Recreation Program and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The remaining balance of the property will be acquired with mitigation funds as they become available. The department recommends the commission approve the land transactions as presented. And at this time, I'd like to invite Regional Director Mike Livingston to speak.
Thank you, Dan. Madam Chair, Commissioners, I'm Mike Livingston, and I'm the Regional Director out of South Central Washington and have been for just about a year now. It's my privilege today to discuss this project with you and our long-term partners, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and the Nature Conservancy. A ton of work has been done by our partners and DFW staff to get us to this point in securing these lands for fish and wildlife and habitat connectivity, and to make sure that access is secured for generations of people to come. In the past, people have enjoyed using these Plum Creek lands as if they were owned by the public. They've had free access to hunt and camp and hike and watch wildlife and otherwise enjoy the land. And they've also been able to travel through the roads to get to the Forest Service lands in the upper watershed. When Plum Creek announced several years ago that they were going to divest of their East Cascades forest holdings, the department looked for interested landowners, including other timber companies. The department also looked to the Forest Service and Department of Natural Resources. At that time and currently, none of these options are viable for us. As an alternative to standing by and risking loss of fish and wildlife habitat and public access, we've decided to pursue protection with our partners with DFW as the potential owner. In addition to our NGO partners, I just wanted to mention that we have an ongoing discussion with the Kittitas County Board of Commissioners. They're supportive of the project. We've had them out on the site for a tour, and we're in a discussion about developing some form of an agreement, whether it's an MOU or some, we haven't decided yet, but will help address some of the recreational interests, which is what their main interest is on the property right now. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to James Schroeder with the Nature Conservancy. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for having me here today. I'm James Schroeder with the Nature Conservancy, and I direct our conservation programs in Eastern Washington. So I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you all about this project. So the goal of the Heart of the Cascades project is to achieve some landscape-scale conservation by eliminating the threat of private ownership in the checkerboard pattern, and by allowing coordinated land management across the forests in Central Cascades. And for almost a decade now, the Nature Conservancy, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and the Department of Fish and Wildlife have partnered on a sequence strategy to achieve this landscape-scale conservation. So in 2007, this partnership protected more than 10,000 acres in the Tioghan watershed. It was Plum Creek timberlands that were marketed for sale and at threat for residential development. And these are now part of the Oak Creek Wildlife Area. And in 2011, together again, this partnership protected 10,000 acres more in the Natchez watershed, protecting vital habitat for elk and mule deer and spotted owl and bighorn sheep. And the 5,500 acres in the Menastash that we're discussing today provide important core habitats for many federally and state protected species. Again, spotted owl, steelhead, bull trout, white-headed woodpecker, and significant biodiversity values. This project will protect more than 28 miles of headwater and mainstem river systems and tributaries, and will provide connectivity across the greater landscape, as Dan spoke to. We appreciate the willingness of the department to step up and manage these lands for their many values, including wildlife, but also for recreation, for hunting, for public access. And I wanted to speak, in addition to working to acquire these lands, this partnership is also working to restore and manage those lands. So the Nature Conservancy, the Elk Foundation, the Department of Fish and Wildlife are members of the Tapash Sustainable Forest Collaborative. And this collaborative is working to develop and implement science-based restoration strategies to improve the health of these forests. Through the Tapash Collaborative and our partnership, to date, we've been successful in bringing about $1 million for management and restoration to the Oak Creek Wildlife Area, to those sections that we purchased back in 2007 that are now managed as part of the Oak Creek Wildlife Area. So we will continue to do so with sections that we support for acquisition in the future. So this project is supported by the Nature Conservancy and our 34,000 members in Washington because it directly implements our approach for science-based conservation at a landscape scale that protects, connects, and restores these forests for the benefits of people and for nature. And so thank you for your consideration of the project. And now I will introduce Wayne Marion with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
Thank you. Wayne Marion from Olympia, Washington. I'm with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, as you've heard. I'm here to wholeheartedly endorse both of these acquisitions on behalf of the Elk Foundation. We've had a long, positive relationship with the department, with various other stakeholders, with the DNR, timber industry players, etc. We're striving to block up these lands and protect them, particularly the larger tracts, long-term in terms of the habitat connectivity and the recreational access values. I speak both professionally as well as personally from the heart because I've been on these lands, hunted and hiked across these lands. I know them pretty well. And I also know that from a professional point of view, they have great wildlife values. The Menastash area in particular is incredibly popular for year-round recreation and hunting access in the fall. User groups spend literally thousands of recreational days in the year areas and millions of dollars to help stimulate the local economy. Blocking up these checkerboard areas and restricting rural development are very wise long-term decisions. Your grandchildren will thank you for doing this. This area supports about 3,000 elk, about a quarter of the Yakima elk herd, which migrates through twice a year as they move from summer and winter ranges. The Pine Canyon area, while smaller, has similar wildlife values as described by Dan and others here, and naturally fits right in with the Weaness Wildlife Management Area. In fact, it was simply overlooked during the previous huge land exchange effort that you know about already. The Elk Foundation and our over 16,000 members are very supportive of both acquisitions. We have very active chapters in both areas. We are looking forward to helping out with local projects. In fact, in August 16th of this year, we had 27 volunteers from the Elk Foundation show up for a project at Oak Creek Wildlife Management Area. A lot was accomplished that day. In fact, Ross Huffman, the manager there, said that we accomplished more in one day than they were expecting to do in a full year in terms of little projects, cutting of trees, et cetera. Likewise, we have an annual work party in May every year in the Asotin County area. Similar numbers of enthusiastic volunteers show up each year to volunteer for a weekend with the department. We stand ready and willing to support worthwhile local projects financially through our Washington PAC and state grants programs. In fact, of the 20 projects we approved earlier this year in 2013, seven of them are Department of Fish and Wildlife projects on over 20,000 acres in the state. In summary, we heartily endorse these two acquisition projects and encourage your approval. Thank you. I know that I'm sitting between 14 people with growling stomachs that are looking forward to lunch, so we'll take some questions now. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Such a great project. I mean, we've had panels like this before in relation to the Heart of the Cascades work over the years, and it's just truly impressive. It's really a model of what we would want to see everywhere, of people who are passionate about the landscape, who want to help. They volunteer. They make the politics work for acquisitions. It's really very inspiring for us. Thank you. Commissioner Keeney.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I really think this is a great project as well, and I've hunted the Menastash for many years, so this is a neat thing. I'm just a little curious on how the original thoughts on this. So the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and the Nature Conservancy are the owners now. So it was purchased from Plum Creek by those organizations with the ultimate goal of getting it solidified under WDFW ownership. Have I got that right? Or
The Menastash block is optioned and going into title to the Nature Conservancy, and we will buy it from the Nature Conservancy. The Pine Canyon block was acquired previously by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation to hold until we could get our funding together to purchase from them.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Comments? None? Okay, we're ready for a motion. Commissioner Smith? Oh, I'm sorry. That's what Tammy is there for, to remind me that we do have public input. Just minutes ago, she said, I will remind you. And I needed that reminding. This is a public hearing. You can all go and sit back in the audience so we can call up the public. Thank you so much. The one and only person who's signed up is Ed Tharp, if you'd come forward. And I don't know that you need reminding, but the rules are 3 minutes. You're offered when you hear the beeping noise, that means your time is up.
On this land acquisition, now there is some recreational rock hounding going on in that. Is that going to affect the rock hounders and people out there looking for minerals? recreational?
Well, we're not prepared to answer that question, but we can certainly pose it. Dan, do you want to come forward and take a stab, or Director Anderson, do you want Dan to handle that?
Yeah, we'll see if our answers match.
Perhaps the director would want to go. Because of issues such as cultural resources, we do have to limit the amount of removal of items from the department's lands once it's in department ownership. The other thing is if there's prospecting going on, it has to happen under the golden fish rules that are published in a pamphlet. And that would be the answer that I could give at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. Same answer?
You'll recall that, we have, first of all, there's the cultural resource piece that we need to be sure we're in compliance with that piece. We also have rules pertaining to all of our lands in terms of items that can be removed from those lands, and then obviously any mining activity would have to be done in a manner that was consistent with our rules under our golden fish rules or our HPA rules that apply to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does that answer your question, sir?
Yeah, because like I say, there's a lot of it is just surface work. A lot of these, they are going in and doing a big commercial-type mine. It's mm-hmm. weekend rock calendars and stuff. We're getting run out of a lot of areas. We had one area, like over on Saddle Mountain, we're still fighting with the one guy. It's DNR property, but he claims he's got the mineral rights. He got it from the railroad when the railroad did, and we lost a big chunk of good petrified picture wood area.
Okay, thank you. Director Anderson?
And the other thing to remember is this was in private ownership, yep. Right? So now it's going to be in public ownership. And so the activities, it's going to provide access to the public, but obviously those activities are going to have to be done in a manner that's consistent with whatever rules and regulations apply.
Okay, thank you. That concludes the public input. The hearing is closed, and now we are ready for a motion. Commissioner Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to approve the proposed land transactions as presented.
Do I have a second?
I second.
The motion's been made and seconded by Commissioner Kaney to approve the land transactions as presented. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good job. Are you both part of the Big Tent Coalition, Nature Conservancy and Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation? No? Okay. Well, we'll talk about it at break, but we want you part of the Big Tent. Big Tent Coalition. Okay. All right. Well, we've reached lunch. We're half an hour ahead of schedule, approximately, but we're just going to have a long, leisurely lunch. Right? We need to give Joanna Idy the opportunity to finish up some last-minute floor changes to item number 6. So come back at 1 p.m.